Okay, whenever you're ready, Susan.
Okay. I'm calling the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at 5:18 p.m. on June 15th, 2022. The commissioners present are Françoise Élise, Richard Henderson, Doug Miller, and Susan Trowbridge. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the February 15th, 2022 amendment extending the suspension of these provisions until July 15th, 2022, we're conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
All right, so now I'm going to share my screen. All right, and Susan, you want me to just read the first agenda item for you?
Yeah, please.
Sure. Okay, so the first application we have for design review tonight and only application is application number 22.1219, which is 142 St. Botolph. And Mark, I'm assuming you'll be speaking for your client.
I'll do a brief intro and tell you where we've been since we last saw you, and then Michelle Tuck, our architect, will take you through the design proposal. So good evening, great. Commissioners. Thank you so much. My name is Mark Lacasse. I represent the homeowner here, Dr. Abbe Betty, and we were before you, you may recall, in October of 21 for an advisory review hearing that we wanted to get your feedback on to make sure we were heading in the right direction before going through our community process and the Zoning Board of Appeal, which is now complete and has been approved by the Board of Appeal on the items of relief necessary. So before you tonight is our formal application for design review based upon the direction we were given. And I believe we followed up with Nick as well for the partial fourth story addition at 142 St. Botolph Street, which will expand the living space of the unit on the top floor by approximately 650 square feet of living space and a walkout terrace at the front of the addition behind the parapet that you see in the upper left-hand corner. So with that, we can get right into the existing conditions and the proposal. And I'll turn it over to Michelle Tuck, the architect of record.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark, and good evening to the commission. I am Michelle Tuck from Tuck and Tuck Architects. I spoke with you before, so you'll hear some of the same things, but I see some new faces, so I'll start from the beginning. So the slide that's up here now shows you the existing conditions of the building. It is a three-story building with a flat roof above. And Dr. Betty's apartment is the entire top floor. And in the back, you are seeing a low roof deck that is part of his apartment. You can see the railing there, and then the two windows of his third floor unit up there as well, and then the flat roof. Thank you. If you want, can you go to the next slide, please, which are the, back to just to show the existing, there we go. That'll do, that's great. So the existing third floor has two bedrooms in the back, public space, living room, kitchen, dining room in the front, and the stairway. And then the existing roof plan just has mechanical skylights and things up there. It's just a flat roof. Okay, so if you could go down two slides, please. That one looks good. So this is a building section cut through the third floor unit plus the parapets that are above it at the existing flat roof. You can see two people on the opposite side of the opposite sidewalk looking up at those two parapets. The bulk of the building has a high parapet, but over the front door is a lower parapet. So we're looking at that lower parapet line as our line to keep the apartment addition below that. Could you advance to the next slide, please? Thank you. So the proposed plan turns the third floor into three sleeping rooms, so bedroom, bathrooms. And then on the fourth floor, we're proposing that the addition be pushed to the back of the building so that there is a front roof deck. Notice it won't go all the way to the parapet because then the railing of the roof deck would be visible. So that roof deck only comes about three quarters of the way. Yep, thank you. And it'll be a metal railing painted dark color per your guidelines, but it'll be set back far enough so that you won't see it anyway. And then we have the living, dining, kitchen area in the proposed addition with a little bit of a half bath there, but really just an open living space. And a fire escape down to the lower roof deck. So that's the roof deck that's existing on the third floor now. And then the roof plan is to the right here that shows a single pitch, a metal roof with skylight, and then the three chimneys that are on the party wall, the demising wall between Dr. Betty's unit or the building, excuse me, at 142, and then the adjacent building. They share this masonry party wall. And there are three chimneys that come up within that wall, one of which is outside of the building area. It's closest to St. Baltov Street. It's in the roof deck area. And then the other two, which I suspect two out of three serve of these chimneys service Dr. Betty's building. And I suspect that the other one does not. We have not had a chimney expert look in yet to determine, I also suspect that one of them might be abandoned or part of one of them is abandoned. Can you go to the next slide, please? Thank you. So this rendering shows the new addition setback. So if you were not standing on the sidewalk, but you know, hovering up in the air, that this is what you would see. So the addition is designed specifically in a more modern style per your guidelines so that it looks like it is not copying what is already there. We are, however, using similar colors. So the colors of the new windows, of the gutters, of the roof would all match the existing colors of the dark windows that are there now. And then the siding at the back, we're proposing a simulated hardwood composite siding that is pretty similar to the color of brick. It is simulated hardwood because it needs a fire rating. So it's gonna be a fireproof material, but we want it to look a little bit different, but still pretty similar. So you can tell that it is new. Let's see, the windows will be Marvin Ultimate aluminum clad windows. And the metal roof will be a standing seam metal roof. There will be a skylight in there as well, and then aluminum gutters. The chimneys that occur where at the addition would be extended upward to comply with code, thank you. And what we're not showing in that drawing, we did note it, but we didn't draw it, was matching the chimney cap. So the existing chimneys, when they get extended, would have the same cap detail. One has a nice corbelling of three wipes corbelled out and then corbelling back in again. I have some photos if you want me to share that. Another one is a little bit less decorative, and then the third is very non-decorated, but the idea would to just be to copy the brick and copy that detail. Let's see. Yeah, thank you. So the shape of the addition is such, so we are staying under that lower parapet sight line as viewed from the far side of the far sidewalk. And that kind of dictates that single pitch roof that we've shown here. Let me see, did I miss anything?
Michelle, what's the back dimension in terms of the height?
Oh, yeah, I've actually got that right here. So I'll start with the front. The front is about as low as we can go and still get a window or a doors, 6'8" doors. The rough opening there is 6'8", 6'8½", so it's a standard door. And then it pitches up and back at a 3 pitch, and the interior top of wall at the high point in the back is just under 15 feet. So it comes down, once you get all the structure above that door, the low point inside is almost 8'2", and then it pitches up to just under 15 feet at the back side.
Great, thanks. Anything else to add, Michelle or Mark or anyone?
We actually added windows to the application. Beyond this part of the project, and I wasn't sure if that was something that was reviewable administratively or you wanted to discuss that as part of this hearing.
There we go. Do you want me to describe that? So Dr. Betty had a good point. He said, I'm doing all of this work. Everyone else in the building has already replaced their windows. I don't know when that was, presumably a while ago. So he was hoping to replace the 4 existing windows on the front of the building. They're double hung. There are 2 double hungs in the back and then a sliding door that leads to the 3rd floor roof deck. So he was hoping to replace all 7 units and to match what the other owners of the building have done. And and so same color, matching, and double hung, same function.
Awesome. Okay. So commissioners, comments, concerns?
It looks like on the right, you've got an adjacent building that's tall enough that your addition isn't going to show. But what about on the left, as you work your way down St. Botolph Street?
Yep, the condition on the left, the building directly left of us has a flat roof there. And I believe from my photographs, it looks like they've got part of it used as a roof deck. I can't tell if it's all used as a roof deck or not. Mm. They've got the back portion of that is decked. It has a deck material on it. I can't tell if it's the whole thing. I didn't.
Looks like it's half, Michelle.
Yeah, I was thinking. Oh, there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm asking is, if you were to position yourself closer to Cumberland, like let's say on the corner, and then look, would you see the new addition?
No, you're so far down at that point because you've got 3 buildings of width there. So when you're down on the far sidewalk at Cumberland, you're going to see the facade of that end building. I don't know what the number is. And we're not nearly tall enough for you to see all the way over. You know what I mean? Because the perspective, right. You're going to be so far back. Yep.
The corner building will be in the way of being able to view.
Yeah, I think if we were the building next to the corner building, then that might be the case. But we're too past that.
Okay.
And Susan, if you'd like, if you want to, we can certainly request a mock-up, and you can either remand that to a subcommittee or you can remand that to me.
I'd be happy to have you decide, because you walk the area all the time.
I'm happy to do it if you want to do that. And I would probably, if we needed to do a mock-up, it would only need to be the rear dimensions, because I don't think there will be any issue with the front. So the rear, which is the 14-foot tall roof, if you wanted to, all they would have to do is just do the two corners. So essentially two 2x4s with, that's it. And then I could just come out real quick. That'd be super quick. Right, Michelle?
Yep.
I'd be happy to take a peek of that myself too.
Okay.
Right down the street. Do you mind showing the front of the building picture again?
Of course.
So I wanted to clarify, just to make sure we're on the same page with the which parapet wall we're viewing. So is it the one above the front entrance to the building?
Yeah, that's our lowest condition.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. If the whole thing were the higher condition, we wouldn't need such a big roof deck. Right. Actually, the higher parapet is almost high enough to be a railing. It's keeping you from falling off. But no, our condition is the lower.
Excellent. And Nick, is there any concern with standing seam roof versus rubber flat?
Standing seam in terms of the penthouse roof?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. No, you won't even be able to see it because of the because it does pitch forward. You mean? I don't see any problem with that. It's pretty traditional for this area / penthouse additions for a row house in this area. So I think it's fine.
And did we receive any public comments from the neighbors with the partial roof deck next door?
We have not received any public comment for this project.
And any more comment or questions?
Not for me.
Okay, then I need to read that paragraph, but I can't get at it, Nick. Why don't you read it?
I don't have it either. Here, let me do this. I'll do the quick stop share.
Oh, okay, now I can get to it. You just did, there I can get to it. Okay, wait a minute. All right. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Okay. Great.
And we can go ahead and close public comment because there's nobody else here but us.
All right. Okay. Then do we want to make a motion and take a vote?
Yeah. I move that the project go forward as detailed.
Maybe a friendly amendment to set up the rear dimensional mock-ups for Doug and myself to take a peek at.
Yes.
Okay. So approve with provisos.
Yes.
Perfect. And Richard, are you okay with that provisos?
Yeah, I'm fine, and I'll second.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That's four, and no one's opposed.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
So that is good.
Yeah, so we're all set, Mark and Michelle and Dr. Watkins over there. So we'll get you taken care of as soon as we get that mock-up. Again, it's just showing the two corners of the rear, and all you have to do is some 2x4s that show the height there, and then just shoot me an email or give me a buzz, and I'll call my friend Doug. And we'll have a street party and look at the 2x4s. So,
and you won't see them.
We won't see them, so it'll be a bad party. Yeah. So,
if we don't see them, we'll drink a beer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Nick, you're going to have to do the administrative stuff because that's also on my computer and I can't see it without.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Cool. So Michelle and Mark, you guys are all set. If you have any questions, just shoot me an email. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. So the last item on our agenda this evening is the ratification of the May 18th public hearing minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have an administrative approval. We don't need to
vote on this. Can you believe it? Yeah, it's a slow month. Maybe the economy is starting to slow down. Doug, you got to start selling some houses.
I'm doing my best.
All right. Come on.
It's a slightly slower process these days.
Okay. You can do it.
Okay, I'm confused. What are we doing now?
Minutes. Voting on minutes.
Minutes. Okay.
I'll move that the minutes be accepted.
And I'll second it. In favor?
Aye.
Everyone?
Aye.
Okay. Four passes.
Yeah. So staff updates, couple things, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we will likely be back at City Hall on July 20th.
That's good news.
So, you know, there may be an opportunity for hybrid hearings in the future, but unfortunately, we are at the mercy of the governor. So if he doesn't make any rules, we're stuck with this. As a city, we have no ability to fight that. So, but I will keep you posted if when that changes or if there are any changes. So I'll let you know. And then other than that, that's it. Yeah.
Well, I do look forward to meeting everyone in person once or twice.
Right. Yes.
We've made some good efficiencies with Zoom though. So I do definitely appreciate that.
I honestly think it's a mistake that the state hasn't done anything because public participation and the ability for commissioners to volunteer is made so much easier through at least a hybrid model.
So at the main commission, we were told that we definitely would have to show up as commissioners, but that they still might be able to have public join by Zoom or something like that. So I guess we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, it's again, they haven't told us anything. And we've been internally as city agencies, we've been trying to kind of come up with some ideas here. But we have to wait until we hear about the legislation, if there is any. So,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. Well, I'll keep everybody updated if I hear anything. But other than that, we'll just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion that we adjourn.
All right. Cool. All right, folks. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.